it is important, yeah? Think about what is important in our life, yeah? I mean, just to eat, yeah? We live, we work to live, we work to eat, yeah? And we eat to live. Well, some people live to eat, yeah? So, what is the purpose of our life? We should ask ourselves, yeah? Yeah? When you look at the life in this way, yeah? We wake up, yeah? We eat something, we do something, we eat something, we do something, we sleep, yeah? From the day we are born until the day we die. Then when we look at life like this, you know, it is utterly boring. Yeah? But we call this thing doing this and doing that, you know, eating this and even eating this and eating that. Yeah? Today we eat Italian, then we eat French, and then we eat, yeah, whatever, you know, Thai and Chinese and so on, and Korean, and oh, wow, you know, it's so different. Yeah? But actually it is just eating, yeah, it's just doing something. Get a perspective on life, yeah. And then, you know, once you get the perspective on life and see how boring it is, you know, then use the time wisely, you know, to practice, yeah? Getting out of this hamster wheel, yeah? I mean, why did the Lord Buddha came 2,500 years ago? Huh? What did he teach us? He didn't teach us, you know, how to be well in this, you know, in this state of life, yeah? He showed us the way out, yeah? Out of the hamster wheel. He said, you know, after death there will be birth, after birth there will be death, after death there will be birth, yeah? And if you don't get out, you know, it is a never-ending cycle, yeah? The circle doesn't have a starting point and doesn't have an ending point, yeah? So he showed us the door, yeah? He showed us the door out, yeah? But it is so difficult, yeah? We feel so comfortable, and especially, you know, everybody around us, you know, just does the same thing, so we don't worry, yeah? Huh? If our neighbors do this, you know, I mean, it cannot be wrong, yeah? If the society does it, you know, all the society, you know, I mean, they are born, you know, they study, you know, so they are able to work, and then they have a family, you know, and after their family, you know, they get retired and they live for a few more years and then they die, yeah? That's what society does, yeah? That's how what it is teach, you know? And it teaches that is life, yeah? Mm-hmm. But nobody teaches that there is a way out. Yeah? We have to listen to the Lord Buddha, you know, to see, you know, that there is a way out of this hamster wheel, yeah? Or samsara vatta, yeah? The endless cycle of birth and death. Yeah? And it is up to you, you know, to find the way out. Yeah? No matter, if you have the power, or if you have the determination, or if you have the energy, yeah? Or the skill, you know. But what we can do, every one of us, yeah? Can go towards the gate. Yeah? And if the gate open in this life, you know, then it's fine. Yeah? Then we just go through it. If you just lift it, you know, if you just at the handle of the door, and this every one of us can do it, yeah? Get to the handle of the door, you know, then in the next life you can open it up, yeah? And if you can go through the gate and go through the next gate until the end of it, yeah? That might be a possibility of us, yeah? But we have to test it out, yeah? Wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, I'm so tired, it's so difficult. What is so difficult, huh? Our mind is then what is difficult. The thought, it is difficult. It's a thought, yeah? We place so much importance in our thought, yeah? This is a thought, yeah? We don't see, there is a thought, yeah? And then we can look at it and see, it comes and it goes, yeah? It has nothing to do with that. We didn't invite this thought, yeah? Most of the thoughts, 95% or 99% of the thoughts we don't even invite, yeah? The memories, the same thing, we don't even invite, yeah? Memories are not us, yeah? We can look at them, yeah? And they are there, they come and they go, yeah? And even if you want to have a memory back, you know, I mean, it is very difficult to get it back, yeah? So, I mean, the memories is not us, it's not me, it's not mine. Just like the Lord Buddha teaches. Anicca anatta dukkha, yeah? Anicca, it's impermanent, it arises and it ceases. Huh? anatta. Whatever I see, whatever I experience, whatever I can be aware of, it is not me, it is not mine, it is not myself. And dukkha, whatever is dissatisfactoriness, dis-ease, discomfort, pain, suffering, that's dukkha. And we don't understand this form of dukkha, because if you don't understand dukkha, if you don't understand the first noble truth, dukkha, first noble truth, why did the Lord Buddha say, started with dukkha? Because every one of us has it, but we don't see it. We don't see the dukkha. When we get up, we don't see the dukkha of getting up. We don't want to get up. We have to force ourselves to get up. We want to sleep again and sleep and sleep, daytrip. And then, when we're hungry, we don't see the dukkha of hunger. We just eat. All the only thing that we know is, getting rid of dukkha. But not getting at the root cause of dukkha. What is the root cause of our dukkha? It is the desire. The desire, wanting this, wanting that, not wanting this and not wanting that. That's also desire. That is the root cause of our dukkha. If there is no more desire, every one of us can experience it when it enters samadhi. Because then there for a moment, this desire stops. And we are completely satisfied with whatever there is. But it is for us, to make the effort to see it. And then stay long enough so that we can experience it. I don't want anything. Of course, when this thought comes up, we are already out of samadhi. At least, we remember that in this state, be it 15 minutes or be it hours, we didn't want anything. And there was no dukkha. We were completely satisfied. Some of us are happy, some of us are joyful, some of us, the tears are running down the cheeks because we are so grateful, about what is happening to us. And that is the thing that we have to remember and we have to, strive for to get to the state, so that we see, dukkha arises only when there is desire. What is the third noble truth? There is an end of dukkha. And the fourth noble truth that we are practicing, the path that leads to the end of dukkha. And the path that leads to the end of dukkha starts with sila. Keeping the five precepts. This is of utmost importance. Otherwise we can't get into samadhi. The second part is, samadhi, the ability to concentrate on something. But not only concentration, what is taught in the West, it is the development of sati, of this awareness, that is aware of the breath, or is aware of the Buddha, that knows that the Buddha is fast or slow, or or deep or shallow, or knows that the breath is coming in, or it's going out, it is fast or it is slow, it is deep or it is shallow, or it is the beginning, it is middle or at the end. That is the sati that we have to develop, but most of the people are too lazy to develop this knowingness. And without this knowingness, it is like, we don't have the detonator for the bomb. And the bomb is tanya, the wisdom, that destroys all the kilesa. Only wisdom destroys the kilesa. But a bomb without a detonator doesn't make anything. Lumta Mahapur called it, the nuclear weapon, sati tanya, or maha sati, maha tanya. The big sati, the great sati, and the great tanya, the great wisdom. And we have to develop this. Not only concentration is important. But sati, the development of sati, most of us are too lazy to develop this. I just stay with my Buddha, not knowing how the Buddha is. Because we get a certain peacefulness out of it, of concentration. But that is not the purpose. That is one purpose, to be able to concentrate. The other thing is, to be able to know what is happening at every moment in the heart, who knows, the breath goes in and the breath goes out, Who knows that, We have to get to this knowing faculty, That is the most important thing. And then when we have sati and samadhi, we have concentration and we have the sati, develop the sati, then we go and investigate, investigate the things that we believe they are us. Yeah? And what is it what we believe? Everybody, the moment he wakes up, you know, I mean, he believes he is the body. Huh? He carries his body around all day long. Yeah? And then puts it to sleep, you know, and feeds it, you know, and houses it, yeah, puts some clothes on it, yeah, and gives some medicine to eat. Yeah? And that's why we believe we are the body. Yeah? The Lord Buddha said we are not the body. You are born in the car, you die in the car, and then how can you not believe that you are the car? Huh? But the Lord Buddha, you know, was poking on the window, hey, get out! Huh? Huh? See that the car and the driver is two different things. Huh? The chitta and the body are two different things. So, get the chitta out of the body and have a look around the body and see that you are not the body. Yeah? And then, this is a very important insight. Then the next thing is, you know, I mean, then we're still attached, you know. I mean, even if you know we are driver of the car, yeah? Oh, it's a beautiful car. It's a Mercedes, or it's a Rolls Royce, or it's a Bentley, or it's a Lamborghini, or whatever we like, yeah? We still like this car, huh? So we have to open the hood, you know, and look underneath, yeah? And all this oil and grease and things like this, yeah? It's the same thing, we have to look inside the body, you know, and see all the poos and the blood, you know, and the shit, yeah? Right. We love this food, oh, it's so pleasant, yeah? But when it comes out of the body, we dislike it, we hate it, yeah? We don't want to put it back in our mouth, huh? We don't want to smell it, we don't want to touch it, yeah? Actually, it's nice and warm, yeah? Have you ever touched it, yeah? I mean, it's very nice and comfortable, especially if it's cold outside. We don't like. We only like the things that go inside of the body. We don't like the things that come out of the body. We really hate them. We really... So there's something wrong with our thinking. If we like the body, you know, we have to like the things that go in and we have to like the things that go out. Otherwise something is wrong with our understanding. We're feeling the same thing. That's the second point. Bodily feeling or mental feeling. Then thoughts. And memories, and associations, and then consciousness. These are the groups that we think we are. Yeah? Oh, how many people identify with their feeling? There's a feeling coming. Yeah? We don't invite the feeling to come up. Yeah? There's a sad feeling coming. Yeah? I mean, if it is our feeling, yeah? Just like, you know, if you have some clothes, you know, we have some white clothes, but we don't like the white clothes, we want to have yellow one. Yeah? So we go to the drawer and put, you know, put a yellow shirt on. Yeah? But with a feeling, you know, if a sad feeling comes, you know, we can't go to our drawer and put in a nice feeling on, huh? Ever tried it? Does it work? Huh? Think about it. So how can you call it, it is me, it is mine, it is myself, huh? If it doesn't belong to you, if you can't change it. Memory, the same thing, yeah? Thoughts, the same thing, yeah? As I said before, you can't, yeah? Most of the thoughts you don't invite, yeah? They come, yeah? Just like clouds in the sky. So, remember this verse, eh? Vapne, eh? Upon. Kau chai dai, man? Nid no. Huh? Okay. Yeah, we don't get younger. Eh? We only got older with age. You're welcome. You have this, yeah?
Just give chance?
What?
You chance?
Yeah, I mean, Lungta Mahapur, most of the time, he's just standing alone. And he actually said, you know, I mean, he asked the lay people, asked, why don't all the monks chant together? Yeah? He said, at the time of the Lord Buddha, there was only one person who was chanting the class. And sometimes, you know, on some occasions, you know, we chant, all the monks chant together.
Revive it in me and try to chant along with
you. Okay, yeah, that's good. So, today, it is nice and cool. We can do a lot of practice and we don't get tired because of the heat. Alice?
Yes, Lopo.
Good.
Thank you for the Dhamma, and because of that, I managed to squeeze the Dhamma from the chitta.
Whatever.